Crisco Desert right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
Oh, it's so good to be back in Minnesota. Oh, anything I've ever said, anything disparaging, I take it all back. I love, love, love it here. I never want to leave. It's amazing. Oh, the trip from hell, Des. Seriously.
I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. And right now, you are looking at photos of the place where I was supposed to take Vaughn for our anniversary dinner. It's called Le Cliff in Puerto Vallarta. Well, it's actually south of there, like Mismaloya or whatever it is.
God, it looks gorgeous, and it's truly right on the tip of the island or something.
Yeah. Well, it's right on the Bay of Banderas there, and it's on a cliff. And, gorgeous place. But I was showing you photos, we were there, and I said, oh, my God. I go to the waiter. I said, you have a raccoon, a whole bunch of them, loitering around in the restaurant. I can see them. They're gonna come up here. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's my dog. I said, you're what? He goes, it's my dog. You're what? Come here.
Gross. No.
Oh. He encouraged the raccoon, who was very skittish, to climb up there. He feeds a rabid, disgusting raccoon. I'm like, those are trash pandas. What are you doing?
And on top of that, what if it's not the one you know? And he's like,
and then guy get rabies.
Because they're mean. They are mean.
They're nasty.
Suckers.
Oh, God. And so there's a whole family of rotten little raccoons just laying at the bottom. Can you imagine an American restaurant where that would be allowed or okay? You'd be shut down so fast for having a family of freaking raccoons living there and eating. Yeah. And the waiters are serving them food and then you.
Ew. And on top of that, they didn't have to pay, and now I've got to pay outrageous prices, and you're giving the damn same food to the raccoons.
I know.
And this place looks fancy. Like, who has raccoons at this fancy restaurant?
But it's Mexico fancy.
There you go.
Yeah, it is a different level. See, I always, I feel like you have to, your expectation, in those kind of places maybe has to go down a little bit. I mean, I'm sure the food was amazing, but you're not used to a lot of the things that go on around there.
Anything flies in Mexico, and that's what I'm finding out. I mean, even when we were at this restaurant, and the guy goes, another margarita, and I said, no, I have to drive. And he goes, that's Mexico. Who cares? Drive drunk. I'm like, what?
No.
What? We promote that now? Are you crazy? He goes, oh, people drive drunk all the time. You're fine.
I think people just like to party. I think you go to Mexico fully knowing you're just going to party your face off.
Oh, completely. And those were the people that I saw downtown on the Malecón. Yeah. Those are people who were drunk out of their mind. I mean, just obliterated drunk. Oh. Friends are guiding them around. They're on drugs. And I know I sound like a real Karen right now, but
you're on the drugs.
No, they literally were. I got approached by this Asian twink multiple times. He's like, hey, you want cocaine? You want some cocaine?
Yes.
I got a sample. Devin, you're supposed to say no.
No.
Oh, you want some cocaine? No. Huh? You want a little sample? No. Have a little hit. Have a little hit. What do you want? Heroin? You want heroin?
Nope, I'm good.
You want some weed?
Nope.
Fentanyl. You want
I'm
fentanyl? Great. You want the pills? You want some white pills?
Fentanyl. No. I'm in.
The hell are the white pills? He goes, you want some white pills? What are I, why am I even asking? No.
I love that you said no 13 times. Well, what is a white pill, though? I'm just curious.
He's all tricked out following us.
Ew,
and multiple
gross.
People were offering us, huh, take a hit. You want a hit? You want some cocaine?
No, who just does cocaine on the side of a street with a weird little twink?
I know. It was so freaking weird. And then our boat tour, which is, I know, Crisco's favorite story. This was the most awkward thing. And I knew it was happening. And I let Vaughn deal with it all on his own.
Oh, no.
So we're on this boat. We hired this guy to take us on a snorkel trip. Well, he couldn't do it. His name was Cheeky. And so Cheeky, who's a very nice guy, and he's the guy we hired and who we wanted to take us on the tour, couldn't go because he had to go into town for something. So he goes, my buddy is going to take you out. Don't worry about it. Okay. Don't worry about it. I'm already worried. As soon as someone tells you don't worry about it, you should worry.
Yeah, immediately.
So we go out on the thing with his buddy, and I'm like, Cheeky, what's the nickname for Cheeky? His name is Juan Carlos. What's Cheeky? Oh, he's got a cheeky. I said, what is that? Chiquito. Cheeky, little tiny dick.
Oh, no.
everybody calls him. He has a restaurant, and his thing is El Cheeky.
No.
And everyone knows. So this is just common knowledge that El Cheeky's got a tiny deaky?
Oh, my gosh. So it's just, he just maybe has really accepted it, and it's his thing.
Yeah. Probably all finger foods, then.
The opposite.
Yeah. So then the guy proceeds to ask Vaughn, so has he got a big one?
No.
And Vaughn's oh God, are you, what? And Vaughn says, mm-hmm. Yep. And he goes, you like big ones? I got a big one for you. You want a big one?
Oh, and my God.
I know. And it's the three of us in the open ocean with him and just us. And I turned around and I'm like, I'm going to let Vaughn figure this one out on his own. I didn't say anything. I was like, ooh, look at the birds.
That's so pretty. Ooh,
and so Vaughn is trying to change the subject. He goes, there's a gay beach. He's like, there's a gay beach. You want us to, we can go and hide. We can go coochie coochie on the gay beach. He goes, we go behind the rocks. You want to get a little coochie coochie? He goes, I like to have sex. I like to drink and do drugs and party. It is on. He has two kids from two separate women, and apparently random Minnesota dudes are his flavor.
Okay.
But he wants to, you got a big one? I said, you could have really sold it, Vaughn.
He was like,
I mean, it's China. Gordo.
Anaconda don't want nothing unless you got buns, hon. No, he went.
My God, and who takes him up on that offer?
I'm like, this dude totally is sick. He's got diseases. Yeah. He's probably got blisters and I mean,
is he like Anchorman? 60% of the time it works every time.
Oh yeah. Oh, it was so gross, you guys.
Oh no.
So gross.
Like, I got a real big one. Ew, I don't want to hear about your big one.
And again, I feel bad for the original boat driver. Like, don't jump into the nickname of eeny weeny teeny weeny, you know, teeny weeny guy Cheeky.
What the hell?
Why do you jump into that?
And how do you know that, by the way?
Yeah. Well, apparently he likes all the flavors.
Apparently.
So he's like, oh, I've checked out his cheeky and his cheeky and his cheeky, and I want to see your cheeky.
Yeah. Oh, cheeky deekies. The other thing that surprised me was the number of people who serve raw fish on the beach, the ceviche.
Oh, I eat that always on the beach, the ceviche.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting, Des, because I was warned by multiple people not to. One person who had diarrhea so bad, it lasted 4 days and they needed an IV afterward.
I forgot about that story.
Oh. Yeah, after having the ceviche on the beach. Who the hell goes up to these vendors? This guy was shucking oysters on the beach. It stunk like rotten seafood. He had flies swarming around his little booth. These oysters have been out in the sun.
You didn't stop.
You just said how much you love it.
Oysters and clams.
Okay, no, oysters are only good when they're super fresh and if they even smell a little bit rank.
Oh, completely rank.
That is bad. You can't be eating a rank.
They were in giant bags in a grocery cart sitting on a pier.
Just heating up.
Heating up in the sun, no shade at all. And the guy is shucking them, and people are buying these oysters. What are you? Ah, I don't even know what to say.
Did he have any Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Because at least it's got a little more flavor to add to the rotten.
And it's cooked. Yeah. Rockefeller's cooked.
Well, it's cooked on the sidewalk that they left them on. They're just boiling
up. You've been to Mexico. Would you ever do that? Did you?
No, I would never do it. And I remember walking through two different places in Cozumel. And you walk through and it's these little shops. They don't have any air conditioning or anything. And it's just boiling. 88, 89 degrees. And they're same exact thing. I walk in, I'm like, God, it smells like death in here. What is that? And again, the bugs, the flies, the mosquitoes. And I was like, I turn the corner and the guy goes, you want some fish? I was like, God, is that the smell? And he goes, we got all the fresh catch. I go, sir, that's gone. That's not just dead. It's way past. And then again, nothing sells anybody on a product more than the flies sticking to it.
Yep.
Like the flies are like, I actually don't even want this. It's making me a little sick, but I'm a fly, so I'm going to eat it.
I mean, I like all of that stuff. Like, I've been on a boat in Mexico on a fishing trip, or in Alaska, both cases, where the captain, you start to fillet it, and they just take a little chunk and they throw it in their mouth. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, it's really good. I've done it with salmon and with like tuna. And I just wish next time I would bring some soy sauce to have in my pocket so I could dump a little soy on there.
Okay. You're the person who has a portable to-go of soy.
It's a great
call. Do you have any fresh catch? Spritz, some soy sauce on it.
Bring little packets.
I just don't understand what is so romantic about Zona Romantica in Puerto Vallarta. Have you haven't been? Or
I have.
the filthy, disgusting, gross gay bars. And as a gay dude, I'm walking around and Vaughn's like, oh my God, there's a little gay district. Cute. We're parked in front of a bar called Pervert. Like literally it's called Pervert.
Ew.
And I, they probably right?
Like, pervert.
No, they're not French, Des. It's called Pervert.
Oh, that's way worse.
Yeah.
It reminds you of the Bill Hader SNL sketch. So he was at this club called Pervert.
Yes, exactly.
Had a bunch of little tiny dudes dancing on the table, and they were spinning plates around on their fingers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did little shots of tequila out of the little midget's belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they had him tied up with a dog collar.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to that one. No.
And they had handfuls of cotton candy with each little midget. It was totally fine.
Oh, my God. I did go to a gay bar. Then I haven't been there since I wasn't even 21.
See, I think it'd be fun if you're a young kid and you don't know better and you haven't really been to nice places, but holy moly, I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. I would have left on Wednesday if we could have. Oh, it was just awful. Everything was just gross. That and, you know, always have to have pesos on you because you're going to have bribe money.
Yeah, that's odd.
They tell you at the airport, oh, yeah, the police, they're totally crooked and they're going to try to find any way to, you know, give you a ticket. So have money to pay the bribe.
And I only knew that because of any movie you watch, and you're like, oh gosh, are they being really stereotypical like right now? What are they doing? No, it's in every movie.
This is Avis Car Rental. The person at Avis is the one who warned me, not just some random dude,
right?
Like a legit car rental company. Oh my God, I just can't even. Yeah.
I've never rented a car in Mexico. I've always, I just do that total Minnesota tourist thing where you get in a shuttle that you've scheduled previously and they drop you off at your spot and you basically stay.
Oof.
Oh, it's the same thing though too. Even with the shuttle rentals, just to prove Ryan's point a little more, you walk in, they go, okay, so make sure you know the name of your shuttle company.
Yeah.
You have to look at me. It's not the blue one or the red one. It's the green one. Don't let them talk to you. They're going to try to sell you on a million things. You walk through, and it's like you're the paparazzi is in front of you. They're like, hey, you're with us. You're with us.
Yeah.
No, that's not. No, I'm right there. No, 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 you're wrong. And they try to get you on their bus so that you have to pay them to bring you back.
No,
it's pandemonium.
It's chaos. It's scams everywhere. Oh. No, thank you.
After
no, thank you.
After my last bag of Coke, I was like, no more, Mexico.
I know, right?
Yeah,
what
I'm like,
this
was mixed with something, okay? I am not your clientele.
You never want the Coke from Pervert.
No.
Like, you stay away from the Coke from Pervert.
God,
rules to just live by in general.
But the oysters at Pervert are great.
They're great. Really
they're
fresh.
From the Beach District.
Oh. But the funny thing was, we went and you have to have your COVID test to come back to the U.S.
Yep.
And I always heard they make it very easy for you to acquire a negative test. And I thought, huh, interesting. So I went to this like recommended place to go and get my COVID test. We go in, we sit down. She takes out the swab. She doesn't stick it very far up my nose. I've had many COVID tests.
Right. Yeah.
I know how it feels. She took a Q-tip and stuck it right there and went whoop, whoop. Two little frumps. Not a night, because you're supposed to get up into your nasal passage.
Yeah, hit a little brain on the
right.
It kind of hurts.
Well, it's supposed to. She tickled the bottom of my nose, two swipes, shoved it in the solution, went swish, swish, squirted it out. Boom, you're negative 600 pesos.
Oh. God, see, that is just so the opposite of what
so
I went through.
So everybody who's getting their test at this particular physician's office, they're getting what they want. And
negative
that's their
tests.
Negative test. You're paying for it. They're doing it, but they're not doing it the way it's supposed to be done. So this whole law and rule is really ridiculous.
Well, and it's we're our country. Other countries didn't have to do it to get back. It's our country making this happen.
So we had to spend 1,200 pesos to get a COVID test that was complete BS, which is, I mean, if I'm realistic, I'm thrilled because if I had COVID, I wouldn't be allowed to come in.
I was so worried. And you know what? Did I tell you this, what Taylor did to me? We went to a place, it was in our hotel, and you scheduled it like 24 hours before you left, and it was kind of an ordeal, but you know, you have to get it done. Then you have to wait. It can take a little while to get your results.
Oh.
So we're in the pool, I'm enjoying myself, and I keep thinking, God, I mean, I'm traveling. What if I have COVID?
Yeah.
I'm like, God, Ryan's going to kill me if I'm stuck in Mexico and I have COVID.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
It would be the worst. And then where do you go? What do you like? And I was kind of going through it in my head. All of a sudden, Taylor goes and he's checking and he goes, oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, no. Des. And I'm like, what? What? And he's like, you have freaking COVID.
No.
And I went, my stomach, like right now, even just saying it, my stomach just dropped. I felt instantly ill. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? You guys can't leave me. Like what? And then he looks at our neighbor and then looks and I go, oh my God, screw you. You are really messing with my emotions. But I went through, what would you have done if you would have just been stuck there?
Oh, I know. I know.
Oh my God.
Horrifying, right? Oh, anyway.
Welcome home.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be back. Never right. again. Never, like
exactly
literally.
Exactly where
never.
Pervert is. Because I want to go there.
It's next to LaBook.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So is Devin washing his socks? Is that why we lost? Is that what happened with the Wild?
So
way to go, Pidge.
We left here Friday, and he goes, oh, I was wearing my lucky socks, and the Wild won. And he goes, but I'm just going to wash them quick. And then I said, you can't wash your socks. What are you talking about? Lucky socks. He goes, no, players don't do that. They don't keep things on that aren't, you know, wash, whatever.
I didn't say that.
And so then, yes, you did. Why do you? I don't
know. I
did
not. I would say, I said, I know.
No, you literally said, they don't do that. And so then I go talk to Dez.
I did not say that.
And I, oh God,
I, know
I just
for
want
sure
to shove you in front
that.
Of a car right
I,
now.
For so, sure, I agree with you. I know like certain specific players that do that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
He's the most superstitious person in the world. You have to know that.
I have to understand that. So then Dez is standing in the hallway and he says, what do you think I should do? She goes, well, you can't wash them.
No, you can't wash them. That's the whole point. If you won and they're on your feet, you can't wash them. You're going to rinse off the magic.
Did you wash them?
No.
So he didn't wash them Friday, and we win. And I said, you didn't wash them, did you? Didn't hear from him. Didn't hear from him. Didn't hear from him. And then I said,
yeah, you did.
All of a sudden, I go, did you wash them? And so then he texts me the next day, and all of a sudden, well, lo and behold, we lose Sunday.
He says he didn't wash
them. Where are they?
Are
you wearing them right now?
No, they're sitting on my coffee table in my living room.
Then I come to find out he doesn't even wear them during the game. He takes them, puts them on, and then he takes them off. You said did you not just tell
Ryan? I said I don't wear them until right before the game.
I don't know who to talk to.
Did I say that? I said
you did.
And then I put them on during the game. I sent you a video of me putting them on.
I just want to make sure.
What kind of socks are these? Are these just regular white socks, or
no,
are they
wild
socks?
Yeah, they're wild socks.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like legit.
Yeah, they're legit. This is what happened. So I went to the game. Two Fridays ago, the last regular season game, we won.
Yeah.
Right? And then I washed them. The first game.
Magic on.
No.
We
first
lose.
Game, I didn't wear them. I was sleepy. We lost. Second game, I put them on. We won.
Yep.
Right? And then so they're like, you can't wash them. But okay. Well, so I put them on the third game. We won. And then I didn't wash them, and we lost the fourth game. And it looks like if we win, I should wash them, because the next time I wear them, we win again.
He did something.
Everybody's telling... I swear to you, I did not. I went by your guys' rules. I sent you a video. I promise on my mom's life, and I would never, ever lie on her life. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
A little weird.
I did not wash them. I put them on before the game.
What else do you have that's lucky, Devin?
Underpants.
I'll show you after the show.
What do you have?
What?
Something for you.
He's cheeky. Oh
a little cheeky.
No, we know that's not true.
Cheeky. Have you been hanging out at Pervert again?
Yeah, Pervert.
He's a co-owner of Pervert.
Yeah, do I wash them now?
No, I think you throw them away because you've just... And now if the Wild lose, here's the worst part. Now we have to see... I mean, who do we blame if the Wild lose? It's not the Wild's fault. You had the sock problem going on.
I didn't have a problem until you made them a problem.
I didn't make them a problem. We won Friday.
You know how long I've had these socks?
How long?
About like a year and a half.
It seemed like it was going to be longer. Right.
I was really expecting a story.
Since
I was a little
like
kid.
Like last Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
Like a year and a half. Anyway, okay. I'm going to wash them, guys, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Who are you with on Friday?
Myself.
Oh, you didn't watch the... You watched the game.
Live,
it was live. That's what happened. He never watches games because they're too late, so he watched Friday's game Saturday morning, and then he watched the game.
How
live.
Do you That's avoid true. Hearing the score and the finish?
I don't. So I didn't get to watch the first two games, and I found out the score during like trending or, you know, Crisco and I talk about sports or whatever, so he would tell me. So Friday night, I went to sleep and didn't hear the score and woke up, and the first thing I did was play video games. And then I watched the Wild game Saturday, and then I got my day started.
Like so a pitch does.
It's him.
Yeah.
You can't watch it live tomorrow.
Yeah,
I know. You can't watch it live, which
is good
because
you
won't be. Yeah.
So do you know what you need to do going forward? Because I have no clue.
I need to
not wash the socks.
I think it's really watching the game live.
It's watching the game live,
and then put the socks on for a little bit of a dash of extra.
Maybe sleep.
I'm gonna wash
socks?
The socks. Really? No, yeah. I can't. I can't do that.
Well, then set your alarm for about midnight. When it's over, take them off.
Okay. Oh my God, this is amazing. Des, are you running your air conditioning?
Nope.
You don't have your AC on?
Why would I have my AC on? Windows open, lovely breeze through right. the home. I really felt great this weekend.
When you're only a house on the hill, it makes sense. But when you're blocked by a bunch of other homes, I feel like it's perfect time to turn the air conditioning
on. The
off.
Mean streets of Roseville.
60. It still has houses that block you.
You? Oh, yeah, because no wind will ever get into a house.
Not really.
Haven't
no.
you noticed that? Yeah.
Boy,
if I have had so many homes next to other homes, and it's just like
it's just
the wind is gone. There's
thank
not a breeze, nothing.
The worst about living in a neighborhood,
right? Living in cities, nobody gets the wind.
I literally, it's the worst wind ever. I have the worst, the worst wind ever.
The worst yeah. wind ever.
I will open windows, and I'm like, boy, it is still. I mean, I have a big family. You know that big family.
Okay, we get
so
it.
So it's like 74 degrees in my house yesterday,
and I'm like 70 whole 4 degrees.
It was disgusting. And you know my pain.
My house is set at 73.
I know it's disgusting. You don't like it. You just put up with it.
Uh huh.
So I was like, this is gross, and it's hot, and there's no wind coming in. And
right, because
like,
there's houses.
Yeah.
Again, they don't have wind in my area. Apparently, I don't know what to tell you. I'm looking.
It was
at you.
So freaking
we don't have
windy.
Wind.
We don't have any wind. It wasn't great. So it's so hot.
No,
in
I
my
think
house.
It's because you suck the wind out of all the rooms.
Oh, that is my view. That could be
what?
It.
Huh?
It could be what it is.
He sucks the wind out of every room.
Well, and then his whole family probably.
Especially,
or,
well.
So much a breaking of the wind in there.
Anyway, so then you were forced to turn on your air conditioning. What is it set at? A nice 62? Oh, 66.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to go lower as it gets hotter. Like this week, when we get to 90, it's probably going to go down to 62.
Yeah.
I wonder
yeah.
if I'll turn it on then, probably.
No, you love 90s. Maybe like 95, 98 when it's super hot and humid.
I really
reminds
like
you
a
of
cool
Mexico.
House.
Yeah.
I love a cool house.
I want to feel it burn in my skin. I love
it. Is this what it was like? Is this what it was like last week?
No, because he's not mean to me.
No, because I don't have
here.
The freaking pot stirrer of all pot stirrers
what did I
in
do?
The house.
He was actually pretty nice to me.
Because
Devin, tell me the truth. What was it like?
It was great.
They got along great.
It's good. The common denominator of you, sir, pot stirrer.
Well, here's a secret that we didn't get to share. Earlier, someone says, I hate to say it, but I'd rather die than listen to Ding and Dong when Ryan is gone.
Ouch.
Wow, they'd rather
hurtful.
Die.
I'm sorry, well.
Why did that have your number attached to
what?
It?
What?
Oh my God, Ryan,
I know
you
your
can't
number.
Text that in.
Somebody sent that in. I don't know what that is. What did you do?
Well, I mean, you've heard. It's yeah. not great. It's,
I mean,
it's like piecing together, like... I mean, you have the best job security ever when you go on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because,
words are hard.
You know, it's hard and it's difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was day number one in our very first break.
Huh.
Right there, Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
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 Oh my God. Algebra class.
I feel like I did finally get out of algebra.
Algebra.
Okay. Did she cover her favorite state?
In Massachusetts.
No, I did, though, multiple times. I had to keep playing it back because it was funny.
Well, Alex sent a summary of the things that I missed, and there's cool. a couple that are just worth highlighting. Mm. I love this.
Yeah, you do.
Quote from Crisco. Send me your regret and regret me nots. Maybe you have a regret me not. Maybe you don't remember the weekend. We want to hear from your...
And the best part is, this is great for me too, because I don't remember half of them. I think I black it out when you're gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here's one from Dez.
Oh,
okay, good. Thank God.
Most shout out for the state hockey tournament. I mean, shutouts. Definitely supposed to be shutouts.
Yeah. Well, they might have been. I was like shouting out, so you know.
Most shout outs.
Most shout outs, shutouts. Okay. Let's see here. There's a parole car on Highway XYZ. Don't you mean a patrol car? Oh, yeah. Patrol car.
A parole car.
I do love how Crisco threw you under the bus, Devin.
I did. I apologized.
You did.
I did. I apologized.
Here's a quote from Alex. She says, Crisco said, let's talk secrets. Where's the music? Pidge keeps moving things. So skip the intro. Just get into secrets. Okay.
He said it so effortlessly.
Yeah.
Wouldn't look at me after I said that.
I couldn't find the page, and it was my fault for not being prepared. I was like, I just sat there listening to the song and talking. Oh. Yeah, I don't know why. I just said, I was like, it's Pidge. Crap.
He panicked. Blame it on Pidge.
Here's a good one. This is a comboed Chris Godez quote.
Oh, boy.
Do we really need... Oh, I should do it in the voice.
Okay.
Do we really need a Met Gala with a global pandemic? Well, I think all the money goes to charity. Oh, okay, fine. They can continue to do it then.
I was like, well, they needed your permission.
Yeah, they need the big guy's blessing, right? Oh, man. Oh. What is this one? Nudie and Groody. Whoops.
Oh, wait,
what was that from?
You said...
No, you. I think it was you who said Nudie and Groody. Oh, Needy and Greedy.
You said Nudie
and
accident.
And I said Nudie, and then she goes, it's Nudie and Groody. Yeah, I said Nudie. Oh. I was apparently really, really... Thank you. Yeah, I always had her attention.
Are you going to be Nudie?
Yeah.
Or Groody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like it was a good week for me and for you guys.
Again, I mean, we all had our week from hell.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
Was it from hell? Yeah. Was it that hard for you?
Oh, it was. It was a little bit, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
We should go.
We should.
Yeah,
for sure.
Overstay the welcome.
Chris Godez and Ryan. Chris Godez and Ryan. Chris Godez and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN, because while you're listening to your favorite locally made podcasts like ours, you can win restaurant gift cards, entertainment gift cards, even some really cool experiences. It's PodMN.
You've been listening to Chris Godez and Ryan. After Hours.